Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Norin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Alou moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. Alou moves to third. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Norin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Landreth moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to third for the out. Davenport moves to second. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to second. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards short. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Altman. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Altman moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jose Pagan now playing third base. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Herb Noren. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Lee Walls now playing right field. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Schult pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. McCovey moves to third. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. McCovey scores. Spencer moves to third. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Don Elston now pitching. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 4-3, Giants. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-4 in the game. Bressoud hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Sam Jones now pitching. Danny O'Connell now playing third base. Orlando Cepeda now playing first base. Jim Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Dark reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill pinch hits for Don Elston. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.